Okay, on to item number 15, importation and retention of dead non-resident wildlife. Again, a decision. Dr. Nelson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, my name is Jerry Nelson. I'm the Deer and Elk Section Manager for the department. This is agenda item 15, WAC 232-12021, the importation and retention of dead non-resident wildlife. As you recall, the commission has adopted restrictions pertaining to deer, elk, and moose that have been harvested in other states and brought back to the state of Washington if those states have documented chronic wasting disease in their wild free-ranging populations. Our proposal today is to add Texas and Missouri to that list of states, requiring that additional processing before those animals are brought home to the state of Washington. This has been covered under emergency rule for the last year or so. This would make the addition of Texas and Missouri a permanent rule. In addition, I have a floor change for you, and that is to add Pennsylvania to the list of states. This was brought to our attention, thank you very much, by Wildlife Committee last night. And CWD was detected in three deer from two counties harvested during the past hunting season in the state of Pennsylvania. And so they now fit that criteria of detected in wild free ranging. And we would also recommend adding Pennsylvania to the list. And this state just show, or this map, excuse me, just shows you where this lays out throughout the country, throughout North America, actually. The yellow areas are areas where the disease has been detected in wild free-ranging populations. The light shaded gray are areas where it's been detected in captive or farmed cervids. And so with that, I can answer any questions you might have.
Commissioners, any questions? Commissioner Kenney.
This is more a personal question, but when we hunt out of state and we bone out our animals, we've kind of gotten a liking for the neck growth, and we bone it out. There's no spinal column left in it. But I was always curious. There's many hunters that if they do save a neck, would just have the neck with the bone in. Would that be illegal?
Under the rule, yes.
That's what I thought. Because there's very few people that will, well, not many people save the neck anyway, but there's very few people that would bone it out, and then we would just, that's what we do. And I got to thinking this would apply, and you'd have to leave that spinal column in the state.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, one of the things about the rule is, and it's a, it's a reducing risk kind of rule. It's not a complete preventative, but researchers in Colorado and Wyoming have determined that a decomposing carcass of, say, a deer that has had the disease, there are enough infective agents remaining in the soil and potentially even transferring to plant in some fashion, but healthy deer using that same landscape where the diseased deer decomposed can pick up the disease that way. They've actually done that in penned studies. And so that's the intent of the rule, is to not have our Washington hunters bring home their harvested animals, do their own butchering, and throw the trim in the back 40, so to speak.
Why is the, I understand having a head
come back, but wouldn't that also be a potential contaminant if the head is brought home?
Well, the rule says that you have to remove the skull cap from the head and have the skull cap completely cleaned of all soft tissue. So okay. you really can't bring the whole head back.
Other questions? Okay, Commissioner Duvia.
Madam Chair, I move to amend WAC 232-12021 as proposed and amended by floor amendment.
Starter, second. Commissioner Perry seconds the amendment. The motion, I should say, to amend WAC 232-12021 as proposed and amended with floor amendments. Any further discussion? No? Ben, call for a vote. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Motion carries. Thank you very much. Good job.